already.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. One place that's likely to be pretty chaotic on this Black Friday is well known to our next set of musicians.
Through hell and high water, we have said we true. Of all we thought.
Guitarist Tim Harrington and cellist Paul Wright are the band Tall Heights. The Central Massachusetts natives perform on stages around the region, but most of the time you'll find them busking in Faneuil Hall. Amid the acrobats and the jugglers, the dance troupes and traffic, Tall Heights' delicate melodies and gentle harmonies create that rare public space where the city can stop, breathe, and listen to some really great music. Here they are performing High Water in the Radio Boston studios.
Oh, bright city's gauging, while the old man's hardwood floors remove again. When storms bring waves and when waves bring tide,
when days bring
are we bold enough to think we rich? Hold on. Hold on, when storms bring winds and when winds bring the hurricane, there's nowhere she wants, she's never been. So open up your door and let her in. When storms bring waves and when waves bring tide,
waves bring
are we bold enough to think we win? Hold on, would you hold on? When storms bring winds and when winds bring the hurricane, there's nowhere she won't, she's never been. That sea came waging war, it's just another storm, and she'll leave and you'll be standing.
Paul Wright and Tim Harrington, together they make up the band Tall Heights. Welcome to Radio Boston, both of you.
Thank you so much for having us, Meghna.
It's so beautiful to hear you play in our studios because the guitar and the cello come together as wonderfully as your voices. It's not a usual combination, these two instruments. I want to talk about that in a second, but how did Tall Heights first come together?
We started street performing in Boston in Faneuil Hall 2 years ago, and just through performing every day and getting some great response from the crowd, we figured out that this was how it should be for us.
So how long had you guys known each other before you started busking?
A long time, yeah. We grew up together. Paul was very good friends with my brother as they were growing up together in Sturbridge, Mass.
So what would you call your style of music?
Well, we say acoustic, folk, pop, but we rather just, you know, perform and let it speak for itself.
I always ask that question of musicians, and then usually they give you that answer, like, let the music speak for itself.
Sure.
So we will. We'll let your music speak in just a moment. But I do want to ask you that it seems as if your career around here really started taking off, as you said, when you began busking at Faneuil Hall. Your sound is so gentle, even gossamer, whereas Faneuil Hall and Quincy Market are crazed, chaotic, filled with tourists, and loud. And yet you manage to draw a crowd. So how do you think you do that? How do you think your music breaks through the tumult of one of the most touristed places in town?
Yeah, I think that disparity is a welcomed aspect of our set. In that busy atmosphere of Faneuil Hall Marketplace where everybody's being pushed into the next shop, and then they'll be walking past us and they'll hear our music and slow down and stop. And one of our fans in particular I'm thinking of from New York, she said that she was on this horrific family vacation with her kids, and then she heard our music and she was just like, okay, kids, mommy time. And she sat down and listened.
Well, I am delighted to have you in the studio here with us and to maybe provide our listeners with a little space to just feel and hear. So let's hear another one of your songs. What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play the single on our record. It's called To Be Young.
Oh, it was white sand and deep blue waves we were running up the shore. Sun glints on sparkling faces. I don't feel the sea anymore. I don't feel the sea anymore. To be young. To be young. We're just leaves, leaves flowing on down the stream. My job, my house, my car, my whole social scene. So high are the stakes every move we make. Sends us down, down, down in that stream. Here in the only life I know. The summer days rush out like warm air from the lungs. That's just the way the story goes. For all our nights. I didn't know. All I didn't know when we were young. When I was young, I told myself I'd keep my friends. They were good and I was true to need to end. Oh, how they risen, they fallen like the sun circles round. Guess I've done just as well as anyone. Hard to accept it, I'm just anyone. Here in the only life I know. The summer days were shallow like water from the lungs. It's just the way the story goes. Sitting right now, talk about the day when we were young. That's just the way the story goes. I'll be dead. I'll be dead. You're in the only life I know. I'm taking orders, I don't know which way to go. It's just the way the story goes. I'll be damned if I'm living out alone. You're in the only life I know. With any wasted time, it hits so close to home. It's just the way the story goes. I'll be damned if I'm to live it out alone. I won't live it out alone. Won't live it out alone. Which leaves going on down the street. My job, my house, my car, my whole social scene. So high are the stakes every move we make. Down, down, down in that stream. Oh, down like a leaf, bottom of an icy stream.
That's Paul Wright and Tim Harrington. They are Tall Heights performing their song To Be Young. So beautiful.
Thank you.
Adore it. Absolutely adore the way you sound. But Paul, I've got to ask you a quick question. If listeners go to radioboston.org right now, they'll see a video of you guys in our studio, and they'll see what I'm seeing, which is you playing your cello standing up.
Indeed.
And you've got it. You've got basically looks like a homemade harness there with a carabiner holding the parts together. Why do you play cello standing up?
Well, starting that summer, actually, when we're talking about in Faneuil Hall, we decided it just brought a lot more energy to the performance to have both of us standing, and we never looked back. For a while, I was playing with a block, so I was propping the end pin up, but eventually this seemed like a better solution, and yeah.
Yo-Yo Ma, take note. I'm seeing a new style emerging in cello playing here. Now, you guys have a self-released EP. It's called Rafters, and I understand you recorded it entirely in your apartment, Tim, right?
We did, yeah. While I was in college, I picked up some digital media skills and really put those hard to work, along with some, you know, YouTube tutorials, learned how to do some home recording.
So I've read some reviews of you guys, and people have been saying that it's this sort of homegrown approach that really adds to the authenticity of your sound? Is that kind of what you were going for?
I certainly like to think so, yeah. We're very particular about who we will work with. So at this point in time, we're just kind of still doing the independent thing.
But it was also a good launching point for getting us on the road more. We got down to South by Southwest in March, and that was a big goal of putting that record out and bringing it down there.
Well, we here at Radio Boston will be so proud to say we knew Paul and Tim back when.
Thanks,
back
Magnus.
Back when busking, it's still your main source of income, right?
Yeah, we're still doing it.
Well, Paul Wright and Tim Harrington are Tall Heights. Thanks so much to both of you for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us, Magna.
Thanks for having us.
Gentlemen, I have to say that I am so impressed by the purity of your pursuit and the beauty of the sound that you make together. So I would love it if you could take us out today on another song. What are we going to hear?
This is a new song. It's called Out of the Ground.
What a wreck of a day, what a wreck of a man I've become. What a thing to say, but I said it, I couldn't run.
Tim Harrington and Paul Wright are the duo Tall Heights. They've got a show coming up on December 1st at Colby College in Maine. To see a video of them performing in our studio, go to our website, radioboston.org.